Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? 40 for the high today. The sun is shining in downtown High Falls.
It's like 12 degrees out, so.
Yeah, well, it is spring.
Everyone's like, I can't wait for my softball game later. I'm like, it's snowing. So there's that.
If you thought Breezy was a dramatic person.
Just wait.
Yeah, but you just wait until her 31st birthday next month.
Literally. And, you know, it's April 9th and... nowhere in my realm did I think we would be trying to avoid icy pavement. But this morning, I was walking to my car.
Yeah.
And I took a nasty spill.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm just like laying there on the ground screaming, crying. And I'm like, wait, is no one going to come over? Is no one going to help me up? Like, I just feel like when you fall as an adult or get hurt in any way, you just want your mom to come fix it. And do all the things that she did when you were a child. Or maybe not your mom, but like somebody.
Just want someone to pay attention.
Somebody to say like, oh my God, are you okay?
Right.
Or like, oh my God, do you need anything? When you do it alone, it's like, I just did this whole dramatic stunt for nothing. For nothing. No. And now I'm hurt. And nobody's coming to help me. And I just feel like you completely revert back to a child. And it's like, what do you do at that point? You call someone? I just fell. Are you okay? I think so.
I got hit by a car on my bicycle when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
I was okay. I was fine. It was down the street. The neighbor picked me up and walked me to my parents' house to let them know what happened. My parents had a lot of questions. I didn't answer any of them. I walked right into the house, picked up the phone, and called my grandma. She's like, hello? I was like, Grandma, I just got hit by a car. What?
You send her into a heart attack.
She's the one that gave me the most attention. So anytime something bad happened, I knew I was going to get a lot of empathy from her. So I picked up the phone. But I noticed as an adult, there are a lot of people who go to the extreme. Like you cry, you scream when you're a kid. But as an adult, I've seen people fall. And it's worse. It's worse. It's worse than when they were 12. So all I can do is picture you this morning. On your back.
No, literally screaming, crying, throwing up. But it's like also, okay, here's the delicate balance.
Throwing up.
Screaming, crying, throwing up. Here's the delicate balance is like, yes, I want the attention, but like I've taken a nasty spill in the Wegmans parking lot at East Ave, like with a whole audience, like ripped my pant knee hole. Like it was a whole thing.
What time of year?
It was raining. So I don't know. I think it was like fall, but it was pouring and I slipped and I fell and I... gouged my knee open.
It's a loss.
And like, shut up. And at that point, I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, I have to just get up super quick. And like, you don't want to cry. But if you know that there's someone there,
everyone's
like your safe space, you're like, you need to come running over to me with a gurney immediately with an ice pack and my favorite snacks. I don't know.
This checks out for you because one time Breezy came into the studio, okay? We didn't even start the show yet. She walks in the studio. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and she hits her elbow on the door. The next day, she comes in the studio with a neck brace on, crutches, and a sling.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to talk about extreme?
Yeah, but there was also...
carried her crutches up the stairs with her.
There was a hidden agenda. They were trying to make us do...
field day. That's what it was.
Company field day. And I was like, I'm severely injured, so...
How many of you know an individual in your life that when they get hurt, it's tenfold? They go to the extreme right away. It goes from 0 to 60.
I double down. Like, I could literally graze my knee against the, footboard of my bed, but I'm screaming. My girlfriend's like, "You good?" I'm like, "No." And then she's like, "All right, I'll get ice." And I'm like, "I don't need ice." She's like, "But you're really hurt." And I'm like, "But I don't want..." Like, it's just...
I just want the attention.
I'm a child, yeah.
Because you like being dramatic and you like being bothered.
I've matured so much.
In
over
what
the
way?
Years. Like, I really have. But I feel like this is the one thing that I truly am hanging on to dear life for. And then, like, you call your mom. And, I mean, my mom, in this case, is nowhere near me. She's literally in Florida. I'm like, I'm just literally... She's like, "Okay, well, what do you want me to do?" This person says, "There's a standing rule in my family. If you hurt yourself or fall, I immediately laugh, and then I make sure you're okay." No, that pisses me off.
Do you remember this conversation the other month about how we purposely, as kids, tried to hurt ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
I had a girl in my class in second grade who was on crutches because she broke her leg.
Yeah.
And I thought I loved this girl. So my first... priority when I got home was to try and break my leg so I too could be on crutches.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I do? I put a cylinder block in the front yard and I'd run towards it, purposely hitting my leg onto the cinder block, hoping it would break.
They called them the crutch couple.
She got glasses. What did I do? She got glasses. They moved her to the front.
You poured hot sauce in your eye.
No,
failure test.
I squinted for months in class. I think my teacher caught on to me. I don't think she was buying it.
Yeah, she's like, absolutely not. I did the same thing, but I knew this girl that I went to like school with, grade school, high school. I'm 95% sure convinced she had Munchausen's. Like she was fully always in a cast and surgeries. And still to this day, I follow her on things. She still is like, "I'm down bad. I'm in 10th surgery." I'm like, okay, this is getting to be out of control.
Listen, we all know somebody who's got the munching houses. We all know that one person and it's terrible, right? Well, I figured out what I'm going to get you for your birthday this year.
What?
Life Alert.
It's never too soon to start.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. "I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show." There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present "There, I Said It" on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
People are pissed. Let's get right into it. We got to clear the air this morning. If you have something you want to get off your chest, by all means, so do we. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text.
Yes.
I don't mind starting this morning. I'm just going to come out and say it. I think people who turn their cameras off during Zoom calls are so shady. There, I said it. What exactly are you hiding that the rest of us can't see? I want to see.
Well.
What are you doing?
There's a lot.
Like what?
I've taken Zoom calls in the shower, cooking.
Like a company call?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very unprofessional.
It's like listening to a podcast. Same thing.
No. What if you have to contribute to the call?
Most of the time I don't. There's a lot of calls that I don't. There's 50 to 100 people on them. I'm like,
I can't do it. Like, if I know I'm going to be on a Zoom call, I iron my clothes beforehand.
It's very strange. I don't even wear pants. So we are not the same, I fear. We are just simply not the same.
No, this we know.
I'll do mine for today. I love to be positive and spread light and love.
What?
So this is going to be a one-off for me, but...
Where's the punchline here?
I think it's okay to be a hater sometimes. There, I said it.
Oh, you are definitely a hater.
I think it's okay.
You're a huge hater.
And I don't think that people should feel bad about it. I think it blows off steam. As long as you're not being, like, mean to people and, like, making them feel bad, they don't know what's going on.
You're almost as much of a hater as my best friend.
We're the same person.
Just constantly hates on me. Even when even when I go out of my way to try to better myself, he's the first one calling up to hate on me.
When I met him for the first time, he said like to me four times, "You're so hateful." And I at first I was like, "Oh my god, he hates me." I'm like, "No, he loves it. No,
he loves it. That's what it is." I started going and working out hard as of recently. Like I'm going to the gym, I'm lifting. I see him the other weekend, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "Look at you. Your chest is as flat as my countertop." I'm like, "That's nice to see you. Let's go over to Andrew."
The haterade.
It's all day long, every day. Andrew says, "Stop changing a pet's name when you adopt. Keep the original name." There, I said it. "I'm sorry. I'm not sure why this makes me so angry." Yeah, but what if someone doesn't want a male dog named Charlene?
My friend named her girl Corgi Douglas. I'm like, all right, Papa.
Never heard of that before. Who else is here?
I'm like, right, of course.
Somebody's hating on Costco. I can't stand people trying to get a free sample at Costco. Like,
that's literally what they're there for.
Like you've never had a bite of frozen pizza in your life. It's really sad to watch. There, I said it. Believe it or not, some people are only members for free samples.
Yeah.
So they can feed their families.
Yeah. And the hot dogs are only like $2. No, I think they're $1.50. Yeah. No,
that's not good. Mr. Costco himself is not.
And they're like a foot long, so. Amusement parks are a hyped scam. There, I said it. They're not fun and a terrible way to spend the day. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, like, listen.
I can't wait for Seabreeze to open, you guys.
I mean, listen. I'm not, in my old age, not going on any roller coasters that go upside down. I'm not into it. I'm so nauseous. Like,
did you see recently the woman that just fell out of a roller coaster? She's supposed to get married in a couple months.
I'm good.
The bride to be.
I'm good.
She fell out of the cart and died.
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll minimize my exposure.
Yeah, you have to second guess on whether or not you really truly want to be a thrill seeker today. Let's go over to Kelly. What's up, Kelly? Good morning, guys. Oh, let's. I heard Wade on your show this morning, the man who's only 5'5". And I agree that not all men are treated equal. I'm 5'11", but I would be happy to go out with him if you want to pass along my number. And there it is. There's the number.
Oh, baby, no, let's make love tonight.
That's so sweet. Kelly, do you have a step stool you can bring in case Wade wants to kiss you on the lippies?
You guys in the pool playing chicken would be a sight to see. Him on your shoulders. I love it. A match made in heaven.
Oh, we cannot wait to put this call up on the podcast after the show. Wade is...
He called in and was like, "Guys, I've lived the best life. Like, my life is amazing."
He was an
angry
man.
Just like bitched about his life for like 10 minutes. So it's not the best.
We're just talking about short kings this morning. Mm-hmm. And let's just say he was triggered.
He was.
I'm Moose and Breezy. It's Shauna from Brockport. If you are over 30 and still eating microwavable food, then you need to grow the hell up. There, I said it. Well, what's your problem with lean cuisines, Shauna?
The lean pockets.
"Wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up," said nobody ever.
No.
I used to live off those things. Oh, they were so good.
I'll double down and say if you're eating like Lunchables at past the age of 10, it's a no.
Did I tell you?
Like, ew.
You know my best friend, Jenny.
Yeah.
She went to a guy's house. He did a whole charcuterie board and it was just Lunchables. I kid you not.
The bologna. The bologna.
It's like, wow, look at this charcuterie. It's a little mini-sized Snicker bar next to the cheese.
No, it's so good.
I'm like, if I know you the way I think I know you, you definitely did not have sex with him that night. Like, yep, that would be correct. 98 PXY is free. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the most annoying thing about being in a committed relationship, and go.
Well, I'm just finally experiencing this. I'm like, are we married now? I mean, we just moved in together back in December. it's been a beautiful 5 months of living together.
Right. But there's chores that are involved when it comes to living together.
So I feel like this happens when you date someone, right? If you're type A and they're super type B, it's a little bit oil and water vibes when you're living together. Because they expect things a certain way and you're like, I don't care.
If anybody's sending anyone a list, type A is sending the list to type B.
So I've been receiving honey-do lists from my girlfriend for the past 3 weeks. And I'm like, what's going on here? And it's transpired into, okay, well, I'm the backbone of this household. I literally do everything. She's like, no, these are just things that you need to do for your side of the room.
Pull up a list. Let me see one of the lists you got.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's the thing about the list. They have been...
checked off.
They've been being sent automated. So like with the new update with the iPhone, I guess you can like schedule text messages to go out. So my girlfriend will draft it like she drafted it last night. And she said, what time are you going to be home tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know, probably like 2, 2:30. She goes, perfect. So she scheduled the text message to go out from the moment I like step foot in the door.
I don't like that feature. Not one I've used yet.
I've never used it.
I don't see the point. I mean, I see the point. I just wouldn't use it. Well, let me see the list that your girlfriend's making you do.
Honey,
get down on all fours and clean the baseboards with a Q-tip.
Honey-do list. Put your things in the room. Put away your things in the room and clean the toilet.
Sad that
splatters.
But sad that you have to be told to do those things. Like when you see it, wouldn't you just do it right away? I never understood the people who are like, we clean once a month, every month. The first Saturday of the month is cleaning. It's cleaning day.
Well, we clean every weekend. Like we clean every Saturday morning. So I'm like, ugh. But she's like, your clothes are everywhere. And I'm like, okay, sorry, I'm fashionable.
But why are they everywhere? Don't they have a hanger to go on? Don't they have a drawer to be slid into?
Well, no, because they're dirty. They can't be put away.
But even when they're dirty, you have a hamper. You throw them in the hamper for the dirty laundry. Where is yours going? I could never live with you. You're a slob.
No, I'm not. I just think that like the honey-do list is crazy. But also, if you know anything about me or if you have this personality, I love a list. I love a list. It makes me feel so accomplished. I keep a running list for myself. I have a to-do list every single day, okay? And it's in my reminders app on my iPhone. I love that app because you can just check it off and it goes away. So a lot of people would hate this. And, you know, the whole, like, happy wife, happy life thing. That's, like, so true.
Okay.
I don't hate it. It's a delicate balance between, like, I hate being told what to do, but I also need direction. And I love a list. I love crossing things off.
Right. But people do that because they enjoy the dopamine of it. Mm-hmm. There are people who...
I mean, I would rather make my own list, but that's neither here nor there.
I know people that will do something, and even though that item wasn't on their list, they'll go and add it onto the list
that's
just so they can check it off.
That's my girlfriend.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Or, okay, hear me out here. She has a calendar that she does weekly. It's like a whiteboard, right? So if she like has on her Wednesday, gym, 5:30 a.m.
Okay.
Sleeps in, doesn't go to the gym. She has to like cross it off like that, like it didn't even exist.
Oh, so she doesn't have to do it. Otherwise, she's thinking about it all day.
Or like,
she's
like,
cheating.
No, she's like plans changed.
She's calling an audible because she missed out. That's not fair.
But she doesn't want to go back and see like I skipped that.
Right.
Or I didn't actually do that. Like she's only putting plans on there
that she's accomplished.
That she's accomplishing. I'm like, that was 3 days ago. She's like, but it's on display.
But
we
I need
to
know.
See it.
Guys, good morning. My husband doesn't think a honey-do list is fair. I run my own business. I do all the house cleaning weekly. I handle bills. I pick up after 3 pets. He works 1 to 2 days a week and plays video games and is caught up on his catches up on his Netflix shows. The only thing I put on his list is to put your dirty clothes in the hamper and scoop dog poop. And he can't do it.
That's what I meant.
Which is why we need the list.
Yeah.
I've never had a list like that in my life. Not to mention, though, also...
Well, you would be the one giving the list, though. Like, you would be.
I don't think... I think anybody that I would be with would not need a list because they also would be type A.
Moose, you can't just like mold the perfect girl in the lab and just hope for the best.
What am I? I'm not trying to. I'm just saying in general, you know, if that was the case.
You're never going to find anybody as type A as you.
Listen, I'm not super type A. I'm not that type A.
You're literally on all fours cleaning the baseboard with a Q-tip. So.
But I do things that when I see they need to be done, I just do it. I don't put things off. I think that's what makes me the perfect man.
Is this turning into an endorsement for yourself? Win a date with Moose.
No, I'm just saying.
Right now, 585-252-9000.
All I'm saying is I'm a very clean individual, so I've never had to make a list for myself because when I see something and it needs to be done, I just do it on the spot.
Well, my lists aren't always cleaning. It's more so tasks and things of that
yeah,
nature.
Yeah, go to the dry cleaner. I got to pick up my suit. I got to do this. I don't know. It's all in my head. I'm thinking about it all the time.
Oh, my God. My head is a literal scatterbrained file. Like, I can't find one thing in there. No. My ADHD is too bad.
Somebody just texted in. There's no reason why your clothes should not be in the dirty hamper, Breezy. I agree with you.
Why is my girlfriend texting in?
I agree, Sheila.
It's so tough. No, it makes her really mad. But I respect the honey-do list. I just don't respect that she schedules out the time for it to be fired out in a text message. She's like, I'll forget. And it needs to be done by the time I get home.
Well, you guys haven't broken up yet. You still live together. So whatever you're doing, it obviously seems to be working, which is great. We're all very happy for
you. No, we're crushing.
We're very happy for you.
We're crushing. So I guess the key to a happy, healthy relationship is a honey-do list.
Yeah. You think so?
I mean, I'm no relationship expert, but it's working for me.
No, you said that every day this week.
What?
You don't need to keep reminding us. We know you're not a relationship
expert. Well, if anyone was confused, you know.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
KPXY. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.